vitamin, yeah.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once upon a time, the angels took birth here. In the legend of Tutumenden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nuan, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated 2 worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mama Nua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her? Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, its coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. The darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true home.
Here is quote of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote by Sultan Syahrir. Sultan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people.
Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Dahulu kau mencintai. Sekarang kau pergi menjauh. Sekarang kau tinggalkan aku. Di saat ku mulai mengharap kamu, dan ku mohon maafkan aku. Aku menyesal telah membuatmu menangis, dan biarkanmu milih yang lain. Tapi jangan pernah kau dustai takdirmu. Pasti itu terbaik untukmu. Janganlah lagi kau mengingatku kembali. Aku bukanlah untukmu. Meski ku memanggil dan meminta hatimu, jangan pernah tinggalkan dirinya untuk diriku.
Bintang-bintang terus menemani,
hiasi
perjalanan kita yang sempat berhenti.
Ku berjanji, wahai
gugusan misteri, kenangan indah ini akan abadi.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
The moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes. just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me, they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, 'cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out. Having dinner, and baby you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the out. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking, and before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see you playing.
The unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds, museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis, with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks, or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blends perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Fewer prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economy. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubi, Senoa Island, Kamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if this were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. as revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is a Rawasan district.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, national arts.
Kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the home base of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community and, at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from South Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, South Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy.
Voice of Indonesia.
Information and entertainment from Indonesia, only on
Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The shutdown of USAID opens up an opportunity for Indonesia to transition from being an aid recipient to becoming a donor nation. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, Roliansyah Sumirat, on Thursday, this is in line with Indonesia's aspiration, which is currently in a transitional phase from being a country that has often been in the corridor as a recipient country to becoming a donor country. Roliansyah Sumirat emphasized that Indonesia, a G20 member, boasts a rapidly growing economy expected to strengthen further over the coming years. Moving on to Indonesia's National Arms Agency, or BASNAS, is implementing the Habitable House program during the holy month of Ramadan, aiming to renovate the homes of 100 arms beneficiaries in 12 provinces across the country. In a statement issued on Friday, the agency said the targeted provinces include those located on the islands of Bangka Belitung, Sumatra, Java, Sulawesi, and Papua. Well, VOA listeners and viewers, that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOA listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are still tuning in on Indonesia Today, but the difference is this is 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so it means we are available not only on voanews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. We are also airing on RRINet, accessible on rri.co.id or UCTV. And next on this program of Indonesia Today, we keep informing you the latest updates, programs, music, taking you closer to Indonesia. And of course, the special one is VOI Talk, addressing issue about Indonesian flavors reach Europe. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Bangkitan, coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa hadapi semua. Bangkitan, coba lagi. Kau bisa tunjukkan semua.
They said you are not enough. Wake up and show them. They tried to put you on trash. I won't keep silent.
Coba lagi, ku
kau bisa hadapi semua. Hey, bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa sembuhkan semua. Some people try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your heart to the sky like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going. Don't move.